Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Kateria. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for call insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I need to file an unemployment claim.
What's your social?
It's 418-02-1332.
Hey, can you verify your first line's name, date of birth, mother's maiden name for security purposes?
Yes, it's Mary Reddish, R-E-D-D-I-S-H, and my birth date is 11-14-72.
Your mother's main name? Your mother's main name?
McCleskey, M-C-C-L-E-S-K-E-Y.
Can you verify your license number for me or your non-driver's ID?
5717164.
You said 5717164.
Uh-huh.
All right. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
If you're, what is the highest grade completed in school?
A master's degree.
Okay, if you're approved for benefits, would you like direct deposit or the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Okay, is there a traditional bank, anything like Regions, Wells Fargo, PNC, any credit union?
Credit union, Family Savings Credit Union.
Okay, checkings or savings?
Checking.
Okay, I need your RON number and your bank account number whenever you're ready.
Okay. Okay. Okay, the routing number is 26-228-7195.
Okay, account number?
31466.
Okay, your routing number is 26-228-7195. Your account number is 31466.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
Yes, it is 655 Coosa Drive, COOSA, and that's Gadsden, Alabama, 35901.
Hey, excuse me. Okay, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions just for verification, okay?
Okay.
What kind of Alabama license plate has been on your 1999 Chevrolet Blazer? Antique, environmental, military honor. I have never been associated with this vehicle.
Nothing.
Based on your background, in what county is 1999 Mendenhall Garden? Coffee, Crenshaw, Green, Rosa. I have never been associated with this address.
Do what now? I'm sorry.
Based on your background, in what county is 1999 Mendenhall Garden? Coffee, Crenshaw, Green, Russell. I have never been associated with this address.
Never been associated.
Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Colon and rectal surgery, licensed bachelor social worker, ophthalmology.
Bachelor in social work.
Social work. Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or a former association to you? Vestavia, Selma, Opelika, Prattville, and none of the above.
None of those.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 18 Sheridan Street, 245 Benson Road, 2917 10th Avenue South, 5376 U.S. Highway 411. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
I haven't been associated with any of those.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No. The date was today. I had a claim back in February when I was laid off.
So you have worked since the last time?
Yes. Yes, I went back in May.
Did you file for receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes,
Well, and you said your last day of work was when?
Today, 7/28.
Okay, when you file your weekly certifications on Sunday, you will have to report those wages. If it's more than $275, you'll have to reopen the claim, okay?
Okay.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solo on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Do what? I'm sorry.
Have you applied for all shifts in your normal trade? Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Do what now? I'm sorry. It's cutting out.
Have you applied for receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you attain work through a union hiring hall?
Do what? I'm sorry.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No. No. Mm-mm.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What was your job description?
Community corrections officer.
What was the name of the company that you was working for?
Etowah County Community Corrections.
What was your hire date?
My hire date, I think. Are you talking about this past time?
Whenever you started. So, yeah, it can be this past time.
Okay. I originally started, I think it was 7/19/21.
What was the city and state work was performed?
Gadsden, Alabama.
What was your what's the telephone number for that company?
Ooh, Lord, I don't even have it. Because we were all on extension. Do you want me to look it up right quick?
Yes, hey, you can.
Okay.
Is it Terminal Street?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, that is the address.
I have.
Okay.
Have you received the expense to receive any of the following pay for any time at your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And what's the reason why you're no longer working?
We've got a new director and they let me go.
What was it due to no work or?
Yeah, just, well, we have a new director, and that's what she, it wasn't because of I didn't fulfill my duties or anything. Just moving in a different direction. She said she would write me a letter of recommendation at any time, so.
So you don't have a reason why?
The letter that she wrote and told me is the company's just moving in a different direction. That's all she said. So if y'all need to call her, I can give you her name.
What is the name and the title of the person who informed you of your termination?
Her name is Terry Vosberry, V-O-S-B-E-R-R-Y, and she is the director.
V as in Victor, O-S?
Yes, uh-huh.
V as in boy?
Yes.
E-R-R-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was that first name?
Terry, T-E-R-R-I.
And you said she's the director?
Yes. She just took over 4 weeks ago.
What date were you informed of your termination?
I was informed last week, but my last date of employment was today.
What day last week?
Let's see, last Thursday.
What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
Well, I was never told until then. I was never told anything until she came in and let me go last week.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, I want taxes taken out, yes.
And do you already have a 4-digit PIN?
Well, and that's why I tried to do it online, and it kept saying that my social didn't match my PIN.
Okay,
so
I can provide you. I can provide you with a 4-digit temporary PIN. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
It's going to be 3272.
Uh-huh. 3272, okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It only takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your career application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. So to do so may result in an interruption in benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week to claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim benefits for the previous week. To make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. if you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. Mm-hmm. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
So y'all will be contacting her?
Yes, ma'am. We'll send a letter via mail.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All
right.
I don't have any other questions. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line and Jury Day.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.